50 years have passed since the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has died. Imam Ali is no longer alive, and nor is Imam Hassan. Imam Hussein is living in the city of Medina under the rule of Muawiyah, who had agreed in a peace treaty that Imam Hussein will become the leader after him. But Muawiyah has now changed his mind. He decides that after he dies, he wants the leadership of Medina to be taken over by his son Yazid. Yazid is a bad man. He has no values. He openly mocks Islam, rejects the rules of Allah, and doesn't follow the teachings of the Quran. It's the month of Rajab in the Islamic year 60 after Hijra. Muawiyah dies and leaves Yazid in charge. Yazid knows that to gain the people's support and approval, he will need Imam Hussein to give him bayah, to accept Yazid as a leader and agree to follow his rules. Yazid asks the governor of Medina, a man called Walid, to have a meeting with Imam Hussein and have him sign and give bayah. It is dusk in the city of Medina and people are getting ready for the Maghrib Salah. Walid sends a messenger to Imam's house and calls him to the palace. Imam takes 30 close men from his family with him. They arrive at the gate of the palace where Imam asks them to stay outside and wait. They must only enter the gates if they hear Imam speaking loudly. Walid demands Imam Hussein to give bayah to Yazid. Imam tells Walid that this is a matter of great importance and one that should be done in public in the masjid of the Prophet the next day. Walid agrees to let Imam go and Imam goes back home. It is Friday evening on the 27th of Rajab. People notice that Imam is looking thoughtful and sad. His mind is occupied thinking of a plan. A man like me can never give bayah to a man like Yazid. Imam realizes his life is in danger and he must leave Medina. He visits the grave of his mother, Bibi Fatima, his brother, Imam Hassan, and his grandfather, the Prophet, to say farewell. He cannot take his daughter, Fatima Sughra, as she is too ill. Imam leaves Medina together with his close family members. He starts his journey towards the city of Makkah.